Okay, now I'm going to move on. I'm going to have a look at Karn and van issues. Again, one of the most common reporting areas for P11Ds. But first of all, Section E is about mileage allowance and passenger payments. A blue section, HMRC provides a working sheet number 6 to help employers and their advisors complete this information. But what do we have to report? Well, we report only the excess over the HMRC authorized mileage rates for employees or directors using their cars, their own cars, on business. And the authorised mileage rates are 40 pence a mile for the first 10,000 business miles and then 25 pence a mile for any business mile after 10,000 miles. I have to say that you must report the full cost if there's no mileage records. Mileage records are very important, and cumulative mileage business records need to be kept to know if an employee or director being paid 40 pence a mile has gone over that 10,000 mile limit. Brief example. Mike did 14,000 business miles and was reimbursed 30 pence a mile by his employer. He would have been allowed 10,000 miles at 40p, which is £4,000, 4,000 miles at 25p, £1,000, allowed £5,000, but was only reimbursed 14,000 miles at 30p by the employer, that's £4,200. There's no excess and nothing therefore to report on the P11D. If in fact Mike had been reimbursed 40p a mile for every one of those 14,000 miles, he would have received £5,600 from the employer, and therefore he would have had an excess of £600 to report on this section of the P11D. One final point is if the employee hasn't been reimbursed enough, he will be able to make a claim on his tax return for the additional tax relief allowed. Okay, Section F, cars and car fuel, clear brown section. Working Sheet 2 is provided by the Revenue, by HMRC, to help you work this out. And the booklet 480 is a good guide, chapters 11, 12, 13 and 15, and Appendix 1, quite a lot of guidance. Well, the P11B starts off by asking you to put down the make and model of the car, the date first registered, and its CO2 emissions. Now, if it's not a new car on the P11B for the first time, you should be carrying forward from last year the information that you put on last year. You might need to check it out, make sure it was right last year. If you can't find the CO2 emissions figure, it would normally be on the V5, the logbook. You might have to ask the leasing company. You can go to the government website, www.vca, Vehicle Certifying Agency.co.uk. That gives you emissions for new cars. And you can go to the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders website, www.vca. S for sugar, M for mother, T for Tommy, .co.uk for older cars. Next, we have to show the engine size and then the type of fuel power used. And HMRC provides a table in its booklet 480 for you to determine which letter to use. P11D code. Petrol is P, diesel is D if it's a not Euro 4 diesel. And there are letter L is for diesel Euro 4. We have a difference now. Cars registered before 1st of January 2006 were able to claim the cancellation of the 3% supplement. Cars registered from 1st of January 2006, still letter L, but no cancellation of the supplement. 3% is added to the charge. Electric cars E, hybrid electric H, gas only B, bifuel B, and bifuel conversion, which aren't B, are C. Just look at the table and determine which one you have to put down. You may have to go back to the V5 logbook to find out what type of car it is and the P11D code letter to go on the P11D. Still on cars and car fuel, the next thing which is vitally important is the list price of the car and its accessories. List price does not mean the second-hand value. It does not mean the discounted price paid for the car. It's the actual published list price of the car when it was first registered. That's normally obtained when the car is purchased or leased. Leasing companies would often give a P11D value. That needs to be checked out because so often Revenue are finding errors where too low a value is put on the P11D. We then have a capital contribution. If someone has made a capital contribution towards the cost of the car because they've chosen to have a more expensive car, the maximum that can go on the P11D, the maximum reduction in the list price allowed is £5,000. You may also have a private use contribution for the specific private use of the car. It doesn't qualify if it's payment for supplies or services, such as a payment for the car insurance. And again, this is vital that the paperwork makes it clear if it's a private use contribution, it has to say it's for the private use of the vehicle. Okay, before I come off cars, let me just mention pool cars. Pool cars, and in fact I can group vans with this, do not have to be reported on the P11E at all. But in order to qualify as a pool car, they've got to be available and used by more than one person, not ordinarily used by any one person to the exclusion of others, and not normally kept at home. If there is any private use, it's got to be merely incidental. And the typical private use example is the auditor borrows a car from the pool on Friday afternoon because he's going down to Cornwall on Sunday night or Monday morning to do an audit for the week. Taking the car home in preparation for that business journey is incidental private use. Question to be asked, are there any cars that are not on P11Ds? Is there a logbook? Is there control over these cars? Are we satisfied that they're pool cars or indeed vans that do not have to be reported? Next is the fuel scale charge, where there's a requirement to report the cash equivalent for each car of any fuel benefit provided. Unless, of course, the business mileage is total business mileage, solely business mileage, nothing to report. Or if fuel is provided, that the employer director was required to and did actually make good the cost of any and all private fuel given with a fuel card, credit card, or whatever method of reimbursement is used. Making good has to be done in time before the P11Ds are submitted, and we've got to be careful here because if someone is claiming for the cost of fuel from home to work, is work a temporary place of work? Is it a permanent place of work? Does that count as ordinary commuting? Something that needs to be looked at and considered to decide that fuel hasn't been provided for private use. P11D also asks, has anybody opted out? The option now to opt out during the year. Is there evidence to support that someone has opted out? The question is also asked for the date of anyone coming back into it, opting back into it. If that's the case, a full benefit has to be reported. Still on fuel and cars, the revenue publishes advisory fuel rates for employees being reimbursed in their company cars. So business mileage in company cars. During 2006-07, this changed twice. It changed in July 2006 when the rates went up, and they came down again from the 1st of February 2007. The key point as far as P11D reporting is concerned, has the employer reimbursed too much, or has the employer recovered too little from those employees who have a credit card or fuel card and pay back any private mileage? Providing the business mileage records are adequate and stand up, if there is any excess, only the excess needs to be taxed. It doesn't need a fuel scale charge to be reported.